The battle for Libya hangs in the balance. Colonel Gaddafi remains in control of the capital. Tripoli's protesters have gone back to their homes for now.
We want to play a part in what was happening because we're fed up with him. Right? 42 years of oppression is a little too much. And so this was an opportunity for us to play a part. And staying at home was not an option for us.
This resident says that came to nothing, though, except death for some of the protesters.
But the thing was that they are armed and we are not. So what we were doing was just screaming. And they had guns. And they were shooting.
Saif Gaddafi issued a denial on state TV. Colonel Gaddafi's forces did not shoot at or kill protesters. The BBC had not been allowed in then to verify what happened. But these are the kind of accounts we receive from protesters in Tripoli after Friday prayers.
There's protesters on the street, dozens of security around mosques. They're not protecting people, they're shooting at the people.
They caused a massacre and they just started shooting at whoever wants to carry the casualty from the floor. Some of the people just still lying in the floor in the street. Nobody can take them.
He's killing everybody and we are unarmed, so we cannot face somebody with tear gases and bullets and the people that are dying.
While that was happening in the east of the city, in Green Square in the north of Tripoli, Colonel Gaddafi addressed a couple of thousand of his supporters. And there, he certainly seemed to be calling for violence against those who oppose him.
I am among the people, and we will fight, and we will fight those who are against us.
I wouldn't mind for an intervention because it would save a lot of innocent people from dying.
This resident we got through to, like every protester we have heard from, said they were holding out for help from protesters in the east and the west.
And eventually they will come. Zawiya is only 14 kilometers from here, so eventually they will come.
But protesters in Zawiya are again on the defensive against Colonel Gaddafi's forces themselves. In the background, you can hear the gunfire.
I think there's some military troops around us and they're trying to attack. The people here are running around and they're repairing their guns. We believe they're going to attack us again.
But for how much longer can Colonel Gaddafi rely on his forces to attack his people? More senior figures from his regime are deserting him.
I was working with him from the beginning of the revolution. Unfortunately, we start with the revolution and with the freedom. At the end of the day, we are killing our people.
Ibrahim Dabashi, Libya's ambassador to the United Nations, was one of the first to desert Colonel Gaddafi. Now, senior figures are leaving him and throwing their weight in with the protesters every day.